right. It is 29 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to KCEW Sitka, and we are joined in the studio, in the real studio, not the virtual studio, by Ben Huey, Executive Director of Sitka Trailworks. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning, Meredith. It's exciting to be here.
We're very excited to have you here. Ben rushed down to the studio, very dramatic. Ben, because you're so excited to tell us about what's happening today. So, tell us a little bit about Sitka Trailworks and how long you've been involved in it, and then we'll get to, I know you have a survey coming out,
yeah.
But what is Sitka Trailworks and how long have you been involved?
Sitka Trailworks is a community-supported nonprofit that builds, maintains, and promotes trails. We do that to support the health of the community, and we've been doing that for over 20 years. It was founded actually after the closure of the pulp mill.
Mm.
And created workforce development programs to help displaced mill workers get back on the job.
Oh, wow. I don't think I knew that. Wow. And what are some of the trails that folks might recognize that have been supported by Trailworks?
One of the amazing things about the nonprofit is that we get to focus community-wide, regardless of land ownership. Mm. So the Forest Service focuses on federal lands, and the city has to focus on their own municipal lands. But as a nonprofit, we're thinking holistically, and we get to work with those partners really closely to work on projects that cross ownership boundaries. Mm-hmm. Herring Cove is a great example. Mm. That trail starts on city lands and goes into the National Forest. Neither the Forest Service on their own or the city on their own could have built that trail because it crosses land management boundaries. But Sitka Trailworks put that in a plan 20 years ago, and because it was in a plan and the community partners agreed to it, they were able to construct that trail.
Wow. So it just had to be in the plan. That's all we needed. I mean, I'm sure there were lots more steps.
But you get it in the plan, and then you can get funding and move the project ahead.
Get it in the plan. And we all know and love Herring Cove Trail. So, Ben, you're mentioning a plan, a past plan, that helped us get some of the trails that we really love today. And I think you're working on a new plan.
That's right.
Yeah?
Tell us
about that.
Yeah. So since it's been 20 years, and since so many of the goals in that original plan that was published in 2003 have been accomplished, we're currently finishing up the extension of the cross trail to its northern terminus. We've got to figure out what's next.
Right. There's no more road over there.
More room. So it's time to go back to the community and figure out where we focus. And so we've just launched this public survey to figure out what Sitkans want and how they currently use trails and how we can better serve them.
Excellent. So this survey, which has gone out, I've seen it on social media popping around. It asks about current trail use and then desires. What else are you looking for feedback on?
I'm really interested particularly in understanding from Sitkans who don't use trails, what are some of the barriers that keep you from getting outside?
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody has to be into trails, but we do want people to be healthy and active outdoors. And one of those ways is to make walking and biking an easier thing to access. And so maybe it's the weather, and that's understandable, and maybe there's something we could do about getting people better rain jackets. but as a nonprofit, we want to support the health of the community, and we live in this special place where you're never too far away. For instance, if you get a call from the radio station that their audio's not working, you can bike down to the station in under 2 minutes.
That was Ben bragging about how fast he managed to bike to the station. Exactly. So you're saying this survey is not only for the people who already know and love and use these trails and maybe have pieces of feedback, but also for people who are not current regular trail users. And you want to figure out, it sounds like, how to make something for everyone in this next 20-year plan.
Exactly. We, this survey, you don't have to be an expert of any kind. The questions are really easy and just allow you to respond about what you like and want.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. And so, I mean, you've mentioned Herring Cove, Thimbleberry Trail, Cross Trail. Those are some of the trails that came out of this past 20-year plan. So it sounds like, I mean, there's a lot of room. There's a lot of potential for what could happen in this next plan. Ben, where do folks find the survey information? Is it only online? Is there a way for people to do it in hard copy form?
Yeah, the survey is easily accessed at sitkatrailworks.org/survey. Excellent. Or you can just go to our website and you can get it from the front page. So that's the online survey. Takes less than 10 minutes. There is also a paper copy available at the library. You walk in the front and there's a little poster and some paper copies you can fill out there and drop with the librarian.
Very nice. Okay, and that was sitkatrailworks.org/survey. And it'll also be at the library in hard copy form. And so, Ben, you're calling out to all Sitkins yeah. who use trails, Sitkins who don't use trails. And what else do you want them to know about this survey or what goes into this plan?
Yeah, this survey will be formative for our vision for the next 20 years. What we hear in the survey will guide our efforts in the coming months to identify new type of trail opportunities. So just anecdotally, as I talk to a lot of people, I hear a desire for loop trails. Mm. I want to go out, walk the dog, and come back to the same place, but I want to see something new along the way. And we currently don't have a ton of offerings there, mm-hmm. but there is space. There are places that if that is identified as a need in the community, we could go out this summer and start to develop some initial concepts of alignments, trail routes that could be have some feasibility. Mm-hmm. And then we'll put those ideas into a draft plan. We'll have an initial list of priorities over the course of the summer and then come back to the community in the fall and say, this is what we heard. This is what we came up with. What do you think about this? And then that'll give something tangible for people to dig into. We'll get another round of feedback.
Wow. I mean, this is a very cool process. It's not often that, you know, you get to have real input, or at least I don't feel like I've had a lot of input. It's wonderful that...
Yeah. This is kind of a generational moment as we shift and orient for this next round of next couple decades.
That's really exciting. And Ben, do you have a favorite trail in Sitka, or is that something you have to keep
professionally have to remain? I have a deep personal affinity to the Mount Verstovia Trail. I'm just,
very good.
That view from Picnic Rock never gets old to me. The challenge and the reward is so spectacular.
That's very true. Yeah, that challenge and reward. Well, if you have a favorite trail that you want to tell Sitka Trailworks about, this is the time to do it. Or if there is a favorite trail you can imagine that doesn't yet exist, you can go to sitkatrailworks.org/survey or find a hard copy at the library. And Ben, what is the timeline for folks to fill out this survey?
Yeah, I want to make sure that everybody has the opportunity to take the survey who wants to. And so we're going to have it open for a couple months.
Excellent.
Yeah, through the end of May.
Okay. So you have time to think about what you want to say, get your responses ready. And anything else folks should know, Ben, before we head out?
We, as a nonprofit, we're always welcoming community support, so you can donate online as well.
Wonderful. You can donate online. We've had Ben Huey from Sitka Trailworks in the studio with us this morning. And he's here to tell us about a survey coming up for the next 20-year trail plan. You can find it at sitkatrailworks.org/survey. It's 20 minutes before 9 o'clock. Make sure to stay tuned for the Good Day Radio Show coming up at 9:06. You're listening to Raven Radio KCAW in Sitka. Thanks for joining us this morning, and have a wonderful rest of your Tuesday.